Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Summer is here and the road is calling. With COVID restrictions mainly in the rear view for most travelers, people are filled with wanderlust. New research from Visitors Coverage suggests that 88% of travelers are more inclined to travel this summer than they were in 2022. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Artie Menon, Condé Nast Traveler's Global Digital Director. I knew I'd get it out. Thanks for joining us, Artie. It's great to talk to you.
Hi there. That was a bit of a mouthful, wasn't it? This is good.
Condé Nast, Traveler's Global Digital Director. There we go. Yeah. Oh, that's fabulous.
I trip up all the time. Don't worry.
Yeah. So I want to start internationally. What are some of the best international destinations for this summer and why?
Okay. So I'm going to give you a little bit of a background. So Hotlift is our big May moment, which is obviously now, you know, we're in June, but I'm going to talk about Hotlift for a second because it is a big labor of love for our global teams here at Condé Nast Traveler. Hotlist is, well, think of it as your definitive guide to the best travel experiences this summer and beyond. It is the hottest new hotels and resorts, the best new restaurants, the most exciting new museums, modes of transportation, cruises, etc. So really, it is a wonderful guide for planning your travel. It is a source of great joy for our editors who spend a year vetting these entries and visiting them and reviewing them. And while it is tempting to think of these as of the moment because they are new, we believe that these are going to be standard bearers for their industry. So they're setting new standards for design and style and commitment to the environment and their offerings and service. So there's a whole bunch of them on there across all these categories, and we're hoping they will become your favorites to visit again and again. So I'm going to start with something from New York. I live in New York, so I'm going to shout out New York first. the newly renovated Hotel Chelsea, which is, you know, a very important part of New York history. It's iconic. I was just rereading Just Kids by Patti Smith, and there's loads of references to her stay at the Hotel Chelsea. So it's got updated rooms, a new hotel bar that's dripping with charm, perfect for date nights. Its famous rock and roll guests have long gone, but its corridors, are still filled with historical markers, if only walls could talk. So the Chelsea Hotel. For another city break, there's the Ulysses in Baltimore with its head-turning, seductive design. It's where neoclassical and art deco elements sit comfortably with Indian textile and modern design. So it's one of a kind, and it's in the Mount Vernon neighborhood. And it's very much got a sense of place and has sort of little odes to Baltimore's history and culture. So that's a lovely one. Let's go further out. I am really excited about bookmarking Wilderness Safaris Bumbura Plains, which is a modern luxury camp experience in the Okavango Delta in Botswana, and it's a great example of low-impact tourism. It's got 14 elevated bungalows with interconnected walkways, and they're purpose-designed so wildlife can pass through under them. And the other wonderful thing about Bumbura Plains is that they hire locally, so you really get the sense of being taken care of the village, you know, aunties and uncles and fathers and sisters who sort of know each other so well that, you know, there's this wonderful sense of camaraderie and sort of local experience. You know, I could keep going on and on. There's museums like the Design Museum in Denmark that is just come out of a 2-year renovation and combines a modern museum going experience with, you know, with everything that people have grown to love it for. So lots of nods to Carl Clint, its founder. So plenty on there. I could go on and on.
Yeah. Since it's June and it's Pride Month, how about some Can you recommend some places to go for LGBTQ community?
So we just put together a lovely Pride Month special, which was interesting because it was less sort of destination focused, but it was sort of really honoring travel's capacity for discovery and renewal and mm-hmm. love and you know, viewed through a lens of queerness. And it's more sort of really honest, transparent explorations of these themes. And so it's less, we really believe that, you know, obviously there's some destinations that are more welcoming mm-hmm. Than others, but what we really hope that this Pride Month special that we put together will sort of encourage people to take chances and to go further and to sort of explore harder and deeper and fall in love with mm-hmm. destinations. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm planning to get out too this summer. In fact, twice, I think. But it's just going to be California, Nevada, and that area. Can you recommend a couple of things that are, you know, day trip, three, four day trips?
I'm going to come back to you. I'm going to quickly jog the memory. But I am going to say that, you know, we just played a little round of where our editors are traveling this year. And I know you say you're not going that far, but we were like, where's everybody going this summer? And I think there's a lovely combination of, you know, everyone still seeking the classic Italian vacation. So there's a lot of that. And there's some people going to the Nordics, but there's a lot of people just sort of staying local, right? Mm-hmm. And sort of re-exploring old family favorites, say a beachside town in New Jersey, for instance, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of sort of re-exploration of what sits in our backyard, but I'll recommend a couple of California locations for you. So there's the Madrona, which is in Sonoma mm-hmm. in California, and it was originally built as a private residence, but has been restored and reimagined as a modern-day boutique hotel. Just 24 accommodations, so super intimate, and, you know, think kind of periods, fireplaces and bay windows and spacious balconies. There's plenty of New York on the hot list, so if you ever want to sort of make your way to New York. But also there's Sensei Porcupine Creek in California, which is the ideal getaway for, you know, for people like yourself and myself working hard. You want to kind of like seek out real R&R and in kind of seclusion. So that's where I would tell you to head. It's an intensely mm-hmm. isolated retreat in the foothills of the Santa Rosa Mountains. So that way, and it's the brand's debut in the continental United States. So that's another one I would highly recommend.
Thank you so much, Artie. This was, now I've, my mind is, my brain is full. It's going to explode with things to go to. Thank you so much. That's Artie Menon, Condé Nast, Travelers Global Digital Director.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.